Follow Paddy Power on Snapchat. The username is ThePaddyPower, and we promise there won't be any boring snaps about gigs, the weather, or the gym.
Hello and welcome to this Cheltenham Festival anti-postcast. I'm Maddie Playle, joined in the studio by Nick Watts. We also have Tom Siegel and Darren Hughes from Paddy Power on the line. This is going to be the first edition in a series where we look at some of the anti-post races of the Cheltenham Festival. We're going to run through lots of them, try and get you some tips for the races. First off, the Cheltenham Gold Cup. Darren, first, can we get a roll call of all of the runners?
Sure thing, Maddie. So, Presenting Percy is our 4-1 favourite. Native River is 9-2 second fav. Kemboy is 7s, Clandazobo is 8-1, Road to Respect is 9-1, Album Photo is 12s, Sizing John and Thistlecracker 12s as well, Bells Hill and Might Bite are 16s, and we are 20s bar.
Brilliant. So starting at the pinnacle, Watsy, we're going to take everyone through this horse by horse. Let's start off with Presenting Percy, then last year's RSA winner. He's a tough sort of horse to analyse because he ran 5 times before he won at the festival last year, but we've yet to see him.
Yeah, like you said, he's probably market leader because he's obviously stayed in his box and he's done the least wrong. That doesn't mean he hasn't got a good chance. He won the RSA very impressively last season. He had a really odd season last in terms of the way he was campaigned. He won the 3 mile 5 handicap. He won over hurdles. It was a bizarre kind of planning, but it definitely worked. And you look back to the RSA, he won very, very easily indeed. Elegant Escape back in third that day has shown the form in a positive light since then. It's just, like you said, there's a bit of guesswork going on at the moment because we haven't seen him all season. I thought they might have been able to squeeze a run into him somewhere. I know it's been unseasonably dry, but we have had some good to soft around, you know, at times that I think he could have run on, because you go back to his Potemps final win at Cheltenham, one of his best ever performances. You know, he hosed up that day. That was on good ground. So, I don't think he particularly needs it soft or heavy, but connections have erred on the side of caution by not running him. And I'm sure they'll be able to find something for him in January, February. You'd think it's got to change at some time, which will allow him to have a good prep race for the Gold Cup. So, big chance. Do I want to get involved at this stage at whatever he is, 4-1 or whatever? Probably not. But if he comes through his prep race all right, then you look back to last season. He obviously loves Cheltenham. He handles the festival, handles the occasion very well. 2-time winner at the meeting. So, you know, he's got to have some sort of chance.
Yeah, Darren, just going to you next. Often we get these sort of Irish hot pots at the Cheltenham Festival. Of course, Presenting Percy's won there twice already, but I really get a sense of the Irish public and the Irish people really get behind this horse. There's quite a bit of confidence in him, it seems. Has that been reflected in the market, even though we haven't seen him?
Yeah, well, see, he harks back to the old Irish horse, Maddie, or the old way of Irish national hunt racing, where, like, any small guy could have a top-class horse, you know what I mean? Pat Kelly is only a small trainer, and, you know, that's really disappeared in Ireland in the last 10 years, so I think, particularly amongst older people, they look at this as, you know, a fight back for the good guys, as opposed to the JPs, the Jigginsons of this world, having all the good horses. So, yeah, there is a massive swell of public support behind this horse. Personally, I couldn't have him at his price. I think he's favoured, as Nick said there, by proxy, due to the fact that other people have underperformed. I think it's so hard to win a Gold Cup at the best of times, but never mind with a prep like this, so he wouldn't be for me. Native River, I'd be inclined to side with him, maybe. I think he hasn't put a foot wrong this year, and I'm surprised he's a bigger price than Presenting Percy, to be honest.
Yeah, we'll move on to Native River in just a minute. Tom, your view on Presenting Percy, just remember how impressive he was in the RSA last year. Horses don't win races like that very often, and especially not the Cheltenham Festival either.
Ah, no, he's a top-class horse, isn't he, clearly. 2 wins at Cheltenham Festival, nothing. No, the only thing is, as the boys have said, it's the preparation thing. The only thing I'd say is Native River didn't have a run before February last year, and he came out and won it. We can often dig too deeply into these things, but given his profile, you would have expected him to have had a run by now. And he's stepping up, you know, all he's run against is novices so far. He's stepping up into all-age company. As the boys say, he's favourite by proxy. Do I want to back him at 4-1? I certainly don't. Do I think he can win? Yes. Simple as that.
Do you worry about his experience, chasing experience?
No, he's a really good jumper. He'll have Davy Russell on board, who's the best jockey around Cheltenham by miles at the moment. You know, he's got lots going for him. The only thing is, we don't know how he is. We haven't seen him. We'd have expected to see him. And he's favourite on the back of, as the boys have quite rightly pointed out, other horses underperforming, not because he's done anything different. So, as you know, I'm quite happy. I think he'll be bigger the price than he is now on the day, probably. So, you know, we're doing an anti-post forum here. Should you be backing him at 4-1? I don't think so, no.
Okay, so quite a bit of negativity over presenting Percy there, but I guess it's understandable considering that we haven't seen him. We'll move on to Native River then, who's had his runs in the Betfair Chase and, of course, in the King George, where he stuck on really admirably. Last year's winner. What do we think, Watsy? Is it going to be harder for him this time round? A dual Gold Cup winner, Native River. Do you think that fits?
Yeah, it will be harder for him this time around, definitely. I think it's hard for any horse to win the Gold Cup once, but to come back and win twice, you know, is a very tough ask. Best mate, last horse to do it, and there's not many in history either. He hasn't done a lot wrong in his races this season, I suppose, but has he wowed me or, you know, got me wanting to put money on him to retain the crown? Not really. He ran okay at Kempton. Bearing in mind it probably wasn't, you know, quite an ideal track for him. He ran as you thought he would do beforehand. You know, he kind of, you know, got left behind a little bit, plugged on. And you think, well, back at Cheltenham, you know, a bit further, longer trip. He'll come into his own again. But like I said, he's solid. The victory over Might Bite last year doesn't look as good. Maybe a bit of sheen knocked off that with Might Bite. Absolutely nowhere this season at all. So he's got different horses to contend with this season. Why should he beat Clandazobo, for example? He's got a lot of ground to make up on him. Clandazobo's younger. He's the coming force. I'm sure we'll come on to him in a minute. But, you know, there's a lot of ground for him to make up. And will Cheltenham be the difference for him and allow him to make it up? He might gain a few lengths, but, you know, I'm not rushing out to back him, put it that way.
Be interesting if the ground stays the same as it is. People think he's obviously a bit better with a cut in the ground. Likely to go to the Denman Chase next, which he won last year. Tom, this horse really has remarkable constitution. I mean, if you look at these horses that run regularly at the top level like he does, even when he doesn't have conditions to suit, he always seems to just keep trying and keep trying. And I think that's really commendable.
Oh, yeah, he's a great old horse, isn't he? And the thing about him is he's just a massive stayer, isn't he? That's what he is. When he won last year,
Welsh National winner, of course.
Welsh National winner, Hennessy winner. When he won last year, the ground was very soft and he got out front and got rolling, didn't he? Whether he'll be able to do that, I mean, who knows what the ground will be in March, but I think he'll need soft ground. I really do, because I think, let's not forget, he got beaten in the four miler. He got beaten in the four miler on good ground the year before. And you know, that
beaten
was
in the Gold Cup the year before he won it as well, wasn't he?
Yes, he was, to Sizing John. Of course he was, yeah. And Sizing John, you know, that was a good run. But the two times he's run there on good ground in chase races, you know, at Cheltenham Festival, he got beaten. So do I want to be backing him around 5-1 at this stage? It's a similar answer to presenting Percy. I think he'll run well, but I think he'll need conditions, heavy, soft, testing, and no Coney Gree to take him on or get him out of his rhythm or whoever's up front running against him to, you know, for him to be at his best. Like you said, like the boys said, like they all said, I'm sitting here saying I have no problems sitting here in March and watching Native River win another Gold Cup. I can see it. I definitely can see it, because I think Cheltenham suits him miles better than Kempton ever would. But this is anti-post thing. Do we want to be backing him at 5-1 after being beaten twice? Like what's he said? Why is Clandazobo double his price? I don't know. I don't know that answer to that question. Well, probably because no one's backed at Clandazobo and they've all backed at Native River, well, clearly. But for me, it's the wrong way round. I mean, can you win? Do I want to back him at the price? No.
Okay, nice and simple summed up there. Darren, over to you. This Native River, for me, he strikes as very solid compared to the others. I know that he's got his own questions to answer regarding the ground, and obviously he's yet to win this season, but he's been there and he's done it.
Definitely agree. Yeah, definitely agree. I think he's a very solid choice, and I think he's been really underestimated this year. His comeback run in the Betfair Chase, for me, was every bit as good, if not better, than his comeback last year. Kempton was never going to be his bag. Do you know what I mean? Never. A speed track. Good ground. That's never going to suit him. And what I really liked was he kept his head down and he kicked on to come back and get third again.
Really, so many horses would have thrown in the towel, wouldn't they? Yeah. Just gone, don't fancy this.
Exactly. He looked like he was going to fall out the back of the telly, and yet he's, you know, he stayed on really nicely. I give him a good bit of credit for that. Would I like to back him at 9-2? I probably wouldn't. I agree with the lads. I think Clandazobo should be favourite at the moment. But I definitely couldn't go too far wrong with Native River either. I think he's been definitely underestimated.
Yeah, he's okay. A shorter price now than he was when he won it last year. I hate to say this, Maddie, because everyone wants a winner now and now, but we're doing an anti-post form. It's about what we should back now, today.
Yep.
You know, it's not what we should back on the day. And now at 9-2, he was bigger when soft ground, 12 runners last year, and he got his own way. Mm. For me, it's a no-no at 9-2, but, you know, come the day and he's 5-1 and it's heavy ground, then, yeah, I wouldn't put anyone off him.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll move on to another contender now. Road to Respect, who caught a lot of people's eye when very unlucky in the Savills Chase last time. He was fourth in the race last year. Watsy, do you give him a chance of doing any better this time around?
Yeah, I do. It's kind of the opposite scenario to Native River, in that he would like good ground rather than the soft, which it was last season, which really compromised his chances. If we get a dry spring, as we've had all winter, then I would give him a big chance. I thought he was very good at Down Royal. Again, he's shown he can go to the Cheltenham Festival and win. Very impressive winner of the plate a couple of seasons ago, thrashed Baron Alco. Obviously got better since then, good at Down Royal on his comeback. I thought he was given a really poor ride in the race last time by Sean Flanagan. I thought the jockey on Kenboy, Boy Mullins, kind of rode them to sleep a little bit. They allowed him to go to the front and dictate on Kenboy. And the others just let him do it. I thought Road to Respect was always in not a great position during the race. He was always jumping in behind Coney Island. He had a couple of slips going around the turn, which put him even further adrift in a race where, you know, it was going to be always going to be tough to make up ground because they'd gone so modestly early on. So he was in a poor position. The slip made it worse. So for him to run on as well as he did and almost grab second, I thought was actually a really commendable effort from the horse. And I think he's going back to Leopardstown for his next start for his prep race for the Gold Cup. And I certainly wouldn't be writing him off on account of being beaten last time, because I think things just conspired against him. And I think the jockey was a bit slow to realise what was going on up front. And I would give huge credit to the horse to finish where he did. So if he gets good ground at Cheltenham, then I think he's a definite player.
Yeah, Tom, I mean, we've sort of spoke about Native River as a bit of a grinder and a stayer. Does Road to Respect have the class to win a race like the Gold Cup?
I think he's got the class, but I don't think he's the right horse for a Gold Cup myself. I don't like horses in hoods, ever. I certainly don't like horses in hoods winning Gold Cups, because it tells me that they feel that he's keen, or he doesn't settle properly, or something's up with him. And for me, horses that race too far into the bridle just don't win the Gold Cup. So also, I just think those Irish races, they're just not very good. Those 3 milers in Ireland, I don't think they're brilliant at the moment. I think Kimboy put them to the sword. I get what Watsy says about the way the race was run, but I think you're being a bit harsh on Sean Flanagan. I think that's the way Road to Respect has to be ridden. I just thought he got unlucky. He was coming there two out to deliver a challenge. He just simply got slipped up, didn't he? Otherwise, he would have been right on the heels. There was loads of other jockeys that rode the rode similar races. I mean, I think what we should say is that David Mullins rode a great race, and all the others just, you know, it was just the way the cards unfold. I'm not a Road to Respect Gold Cup winning fan unless the ground's very quick, because I don't think he'll stay well enough. I really don't. I think 3 miles too furlong, 3.25 miles round Cheltenham, I'll see his stamina tested to the full myself. I think he's quite a quick horse. I would fancy him quite strongly to win the Ryanair, funnily enough, but I think this is the race they'll go for. Stamina wise, it's a big no-no for me.
Okay, quite an obvious no there for Tom. Darren, Road to Respect, did he get a lot of support after that eye-catching run last time?
Yeah, we saw a few quid around from Maddie, but nothing too hectic. I'd be shot for saying this, but I actually agree with Tom. I think the 3 mile race over Christmas in Ireland was crap, to be honest with you. And just listening to David Mullins afterwards, he said, and I think I'm quoting directly here, it rode like a novice chase. Like, they crawled around and he just kind of took the initiative to take it up. And I think he won the race. Like, look, Kenboy had to sit under him and everything, but I think David Mullins won the race as opposed to Kenboy winning the race. Wouldn't be quite so harsh on Sean Flanagan either. I think, yeah, the horse needs to be kind of sat in behind and win and go from there. So yeah, I wouldn't give him too much criticism. Is Road to Respect a Gold Cup winner? Not in my book, to be honest with you. I agree, yeah, he needs the ground to be quite quick. Don't think he's an out-and-out stayer. And I think, you know, when it comes to putting his head down and maybe grinding out a finish, I'm not sure he has that sort of spirit in him. So definitely not one I'd be interested in backing, to be honest.
Okay, that's really interesting. So one towards the head of the market that none of us are particularly keen on, other than Watsy, who thinks he was given a bit of a shock last time. We'll move on to Kenboy, who won the Savills Chase. We mentioned the race already, slow pace. David Mullins took the initiative, went forward, and it really paid. He stretched impressively clear in the closing stages. Watsy, 7-year-old, young, up-and-comer, could be more improvement left in him. Are we being silly if we just discard him and say it was a fluke?
I don't think you can discard him at all. He's obviously a coming force, isn't he? We'd have loved to have seen what he'd done in the Ladbrokes Trophy had he been able to make that one.
That's very true. But
obviously no matter for connections, because he made amends at Christmas, didn't he? And he did it in style. I mean, the obvious question marks are the one we've already raised, in that will the Gold Cup be run anything like that race was at Leopardstown at Christmas? And the answer is probably no. He probably does have slightly suspect stamina and will be tested to the full. Similar comments that we made about Road to Respect. It's 3 miles, two round Cheltenham. You really, really need to stay. Would he stay as well as a horse of Native River, for example? He probably wouldn't. But he's kind of come on the scene because of obviously that the ease of that win last time. But I would have question marks in the way that he was allowed to go all the way around the field, get to the front, dictate his own pace, and then just sprint clear off the front. So you'd be very lucky if you're able to do that in the Gold Cup, and it's going to be a completely different test for him.
Yeah, Tom, do you think it's a test he could succeed at? Is he better than we're giving him credit for?
Well, we don't know, do we? That's the point about Kenboy. Anything I'd say, he's been twice to the Cheltenham Festival and he's sort of fluffed his lines a couple of times. He's been, ran fourth to Shattered Love, beaten 15 lengths in the JLT, was it last year? And then he was well behind Willoughby Court in the Neptune 1 year as well. Just don't know if he's a Cheltenham horse, don't know if he stays. What I would say, he's won four from four, the last four, and he's been really impressive. And the way he shot clear after the last, however well he'd been ridden last time, that all those other horses were going the same pace as him, and none of them quickened up like he did after the last.
And do you think, let's just interject it, pace, I know we talk about the Gold Cup as a staying race, and often it's, a Grand National trial for some horses, but you do need a bit of tactical speed to go the early gallops, don't you?
Well, the key is, in any jump race, we saw that in spades on Saturday in the Warwick Chase, if you can get into a rhythm jumping well and quickly, you have a good chance in any chase race, because you're saving energy while everything else is having to use energy because they're not being able to get into that rhythm. So I think he's a big danger to all because he's an unknown. The only thing I'd say against him is I'm not sure his form's as good as Clan Des Oboe, and he's a shorter price than Clan Des Oboe. And also, you're talking Willie Mullins versus Paul Nicholls. Now, Willie Mullins, greatest trainer ever, probably one of the greatest trainers, but he's never had a Cheltenham Gold Cup. Well, he must have had 30-odd runners. I know he's had 12 in the last few years. Paul Nicholls, to me, is the greatest trainer of a stay and chaser there's ever been. And so I'd always side with him at this stage in a staying chase over Willie Mullins, because that's what the stats are telling me. That's what the winners tell me. So, when I was doing this a few weeks ago, Clan Des Oboe was a bigger price than Kenboy. He still is a bigger price than Kenboy. And I was there was nothing between them. I mean, I could easily see Kenboy winning. I have no problems. They're both 7-year-olds. They're both improving. It was just that at the bigger price, I thought the better form and the trainer that's done it before, that was the way to go, really.
Yeah, okay, we'll touch on Clan Des Oboe now, because that King George, it was a bit of a funny race in a way, wasn't it, Watsy? Because he was so impressive. I was screaming my lungs out for Thistlecrack coming round the home turn, thought he'd have done it, and he didn't. But Clan Des Oboe, he walked by him on the bridle and sort of idled after he'd gone past him. I think maybe we're overlooking him a little bit. Is there something that we're just not quite buying about him yet?
No, I mean, I always with this horse go back to what Paul Nicholls has said for the last few years now, in that, he's always believed him to be a really good horse, and he's just been minding him all the time until he was telling Nicholls that he's ready to go in one of these big races, and I think this is the season. He gave him a sighter, didn't he, behind Might Buy to Aintree in April, and he didn't run badly then at all. Probably had a not very good prep into that race, but he was kind of, dipping his toe in the water kind of thing, and he's come back this season. He's run well on his comeback at Haydock, and obviously he's just put it all together, and the patience that Nicholls has shown. Tom said quite rightly what a fantastic trainer Paul Nicholls is, particularly of staying chases. He said the horses needed a bit of time, and he's given him all that time, and that's what's enabled him to produce a performance like he did at Kempton. I think he's a massive danger. I really, really like the horse. The only caveat, and there always is caveats with horses, isn't there? And the only one with this horse is that he's been to Cheltenham four times, not to the festival, but to various different meetings through the season. He's run at Cheltenham four times in his career, and he's been beaten four times, three times as a favourite. And the last time he ran there, he's beaten by Guitar Pete in the Caspian Caviar, and they would have finished a long way behind Star Architect if he hadn't unfortunately gone wrong coming to the last. So My only query is, I do love the horse, so I think he's great, he's the coming force, I could see him winning more King George's, definitely. Is Cheltenham the right track for him, or is it just the fact that he was young at the time and we can forgive him that, and now he's a bit older, a bit stronger, he'll cope with that fine?
Yeah, Tom, it was a big step up he made winning the King George after his performance in the Betfair Chase, but can a horse that was beaten behind Guitar Pete and a Caspian Caviar win a Gold Cup?
Run did it. Long Run was beaten miles in a handicap at Cheltenham. I look, it's a handicap over 2.5 miles. What was he, 5 at the time? He ran a cracker for me. He was giving Guitar Pete, 2 stone in very soft ground. Yes, the Architect would have beaten them both a long way, but I thought that was a really good run for a horse of his age. Not many 5-year-olds running handicaps off top weight and perform as well as he does. Was he 5? Did he win? Has he won a few over at 5? I don't know.
I think
he might
he
have.
A 4 or 5. Yeah.
But he's very good, isn't he? We talk about Frodon whenever we do the Ryanair one.
Yeah,
he's a very good horse, isn't he, Frodon?
He is.
I just think Clandestobo is a different cat now. I get what Watsy says. He has run 4 times there. He was only beaten narrowly by Whisper on one occasion. Whisper's a very good horse who ran 2nd in an RSA too. So I'm not too worried about the track. I just think he's a really strong stayer. I really don't see the track being a problem. And what I liked about the King George is that they went so fast, and the boys will back me up on this, they went so fast that it knocked everything out of their comfort zone. Everything bar 2 horses, Thistlecrack, who's one of the biggest talents we've ever seen, and Clandestobo. Horses like Bristol Demai couldn't act. Horses like Politologue, who've won Grade Ones over shorter, they couldn't get into a rhythm. But it was not a problem for Clandestobo. I think the faster they go, the better he is. I think he's a brilliant jumper, and I just loved it. When I first saw the race, I thought, that's nonsense form. That won't back up. But every time I watch it again. Every time I see Clandestobo pricking his ears, coming to the last and dossing up the running, I mean, you sort of think that's Seymour Business in disguise. And the old, and what's he'll remember? Sal Seymour Business did it, and he went on to win a Gold Cup. I don't see the trip, the track, anything being a problem for Clandestobo. And at this stage, I am surprised he's not favourite.
Okay, what about tactics? Because Harry Cobden said he was kicking himself, hoping nothing was coming late on, as he was so idle in the closing stages. Do you think if he hits the front, he could then wander around and do something a bit silly and something like Native River could plug on past him? Or do you think it's just a case of jockey?
If I back Clandestobo at whatever price he is, 8-1, and he hits the front after the last, I don't care what happens, because I'd be absolutely delighted with the run I've had. I can assure you, if he gets to the last in front, you've done your bit. What happens after that is the lap of the gods. But I think I'm just really, really impressed with him. The more I watch that Kempton race, I sat there watching it, having my Christmas turkey sandwich or whatever it was, thinking, oh, this won't, because I was on Thistlecrack. I'd back Thistlecrack, and it was all a bit of a downer coming after the last. And I didn't take as much notice as I should have of Clandestobo. Every time I watch it since, and I've watched it about 3,000 times, he's more impressive every time I watch it. So, look, for me, he's trained by the best trainer. He's won the best trial. He's gonna stay. He jumps brilliantly. The one factor, which is, I presume, why he's 7 or 8-1 or whatever Darren said, is the Cheltenham factor. But I don't think that's going to be an issue. In fact, I think he'll relish the step up in trip and the track.
Okay, Darren, quickly, thoughts on Clandestobo?
Exact same as Tom. Yeah, initially I thought this race didn't amount to much, but the more and more I've watched back, the more impressed I am. I think he should be favourite, to be honest. I think he should be 4-1 Fav as opposed to 8-1. You have to look at him. He's still only 7, and he's recording RPRs, and he's officially rated about a stone better than Native River was at this age. He's still improving. That's the scary thing. He's still improving. I think he's a definite contender here. I'd be willing to forgive him his course form for one more crack at the Gold Cup. I'm a massive fan of Clandestobo.
Okay, you're a massive fan of Clandestobo.
What about you, Maddie? Who are you? Are you a fan of Clandestobo?
Do you know what? I look at that King George and I sort of think, I don't know what it is. There's just something that I'm just not quite sure about. Maybe it is the Cheltenham record, but you're right. He was
your favourite horse ever.
Probably. Do you know what I mean?
He broke your heart.
I'm glad there weren't cameras where I was watching that race, because that just would not have been a pretty sight.
Yeah. Would they have been broken by 2 minutes afterwards?
Yeah. Anyway.
Do you know something, Maddie? I think that was a career best from Thistlecrack. I actually think that form is better than the King George he actually won.
Yeah,
that's my opinion.
And anyway, we'll move on to him now. He's a bit of an enigma. People forget years ago he was near on invincible over hurdles. you know, ran really good race behind the ill-fated Many Clouds in that Cotswold Chase. It's the first time he's going to make it to the Gold Cup aged 11. Paul Keighley, I know he thinks he'd win the Stayers Hurdle absolutely, you know, with three legs, but obviously connections want to go for the Gold Cup. The last horse who was older than 10 to win the Gold Cup was Cool Ground in 98, and even I think he was, yeah, he was 10. I don't think he was 11. So it's going to be Cool Dawn. Yeah, sorry. Thistlecrack, yeah. What do we think then, Watsy? Finally, he's going to make it there, and my heart's going to be in my mouth.
Yeah, I'll break it to you gently, Maddie, but I can't see him doing it, to be honest. I think, you know, there's some stats that are worth more credence than others, and I think the age one in the Gold Cup is definitely one of them, and, you know, older horses, it's a very tough test for them. It's not only that. Thistlecrack always looks to me, even now, like he wants to do things too quickly. He's always in a rush, and he does spend a lot of time. He puts in a lot of energy over his jumps, and he spends quite a lot of time in the air. And that all adds up over the course of a race. And I see him struggling to see out 3 miles two around Cheltenham. Like you said, the Stayers Hurdle, if they suddenly chucked him into that, would be an interesting angle. Or the Ryanair, the shorter Ryanair, would be a massively interesting angle.
Totally
he's obviously still got huge talent. Because he was the only one to be able to give Klandersobo a race at all at Kempton. So hats off to him. It's a fantastic effort. But it's like I said, he was always... it's the same thing in all of his races. He's so enthusiastic. He's always been doing a little bit too much. He's always jumping a bit too high, putting too much into his jumping. And he's not going to be coming up that hill at the end of 3 miles two in front or with much gusto, I don't think, sadly.
Just going to go cry in a corner now. No, in all seriousness, you know, I wouldn't be backing him either. I wouldn't be recommending him. But Tom, he's got such an engine, hasn't he? If he didn't run his races so back to front, we'd be talking about a horse that probably would have won a gold couple of years ago.
Probably, but he does, unfortunately, doesn't he? He does. He is a bit keen to begin with, and he does spend, as Watsy's put it spot on, he spends too much time in the air. Now,
jumping was much better in the King George, though, last time.
Half of the race, it was a lot better. To start with, it was a bit scratchy again, but I think Kempton's his track over fences, really. I would be worried around him, around Cheltenham, over 3 miles, 3.25 miles. I'd love to see him win, but he's 11 now. When's the last 11? You said it, Cool Dawn. It was a long time ago since an 11-year-old won it. Look, he's 12-1. Is that about right? I think that's about the right price for him. I'm more than happy to throw, you know, a few quid on him on the day at around that price, but can't see it. I'd love to see it, but I don't see it.
So we've done plenty of talking about it now. Some others on our list. We've got Albion Photo Sizing John, who won it a couple of years ago. Bells Hill Might Bite needs to show more of his old form. Monoly, Elegant Escape, the Welsh National winner, definitely Red Shattered Love, and a whole host of others. Just a quick best of the rest from you.
Yeah, it'd be Bells Hill for me. I was impressed with him in the second half of last season. Won the Bobby Joe Chase, put up a great performance for 99% of the Irish National. Looked as though he was going to carry top weight to victory until something weird happened at the last. But bounced back from that. I'm not sure. Don't put it down to some fluorescent jacket at the side of the last fence that put him off, apparently. Okay. But whether it was or not, I don't know.
He wouldn't want to go to Paris too quickly then, would he? He'd be all over the shop.
No, he wouldn't. But then he came back, he bounced back from that and won a grade one at Punchestown. You know, a satisfactory comeback in the race at Christmas. The only thing is, does he like Cheltenham? He's been there 3 times to the festival. And he hasn't run particularly well. He did finish third in the RSA on his last run there behind Might Bite and Whisper, which was a better effort. And his previous two runs were in the Supreme and the Bumper, so you can forgive him those. His next run will tell us more, but I think he's probably about 16-1 based on his form in the second half of last season. He's a very good horse. He's won 4 or 5 grade ones, so I wouldn't rule him out of the places at a decent price.
Okay, maybe he'll be your each way selection then. Tom, I'm quite keen on Elegant Escape when I was going through these. I think he's not done an awful lot wrong, and he reminds me of Native River. Strong stayer, no issue with stamina, and I think he could run a big one at big price.
Okay, I'll go through them, Maddie. Album Photo's not good enough, won't stay. Sizing John, I don't think we're going to see him running the Gold Cup. I think they're running out of time to get him there. Bells Hill, I get what Watsy says. I think he's got to improve a lot on what he's done so far. Might Bite, I wouldn't back him with your money. Monoly doesn't stay. Elegant Escape doesn't jump well enough. Shattered Love could run okay on the back of her JLT. I'm not sure she's a tear. Two I thought at big prices were two old boys. Definitely Red, who I think is going to have a better preparation this year than he did last. I thought he ruined his chance in the Gold Cup by winning on Trials Day last time. I think he's going to go there fresh on better ground. I could see him run well, but the one I think just a ridiculously big price is Annibale Fly. He was third in the race last year. He was only beaten eight lengths. He was four lengths behind. He must have been 20 lengths behind Might Bite and Native River Jump in the last. He was only beaten eight. He stayed really well. He didn't jump as well as he can that day. I think they were a bit nervous of him because he'd had a hard fall in the Irish Gold Cup the time before. He then went on to go about 5,000 miles wide in the Grand National and still finish in the frame. I think he's a top-class staying horse that will stay really well. And I could easily see him hitting the frame again at a massive price. So my two would be Clandes Obo and Annibale Fly as a big outsider.
Okay, and Darren?
Sorry, something I should have said actually at the head of the postcast is that we're actually non-runner no bet on the Gold Cup, so all of these prices are non-runner no bet.
Fantastic.
If your horse doesn't rock up. The one for me as an outsider is Shattered Love. I think she's a massively interesting candidate. Her run behind Min on her comeback this year I think was brilliant, given that wasn't up her street at all. I'm happy to write off her effort over Christmas. Mm-hmm. It was a really slowly run race. She made a mistake at a crucial time. She was trapped wide the whole way. I'm more than willing to write that off. Gordon Elliott thinks this is a Gold Cup mare, and he's always been very complimentary of her chances in it. If you look to last year, she easily beat Kenboy, who's a way shorter price. She beat Finian's Oscar before he went and won a Grade 1 at Aintree. Terra 4, to be fair, has been disappointing since, but I think that's down to injury. She's 20-1, non-runner, no bet. I think that's an absolutely smashing bet. She'd be my each-way selection, and Clandes Obo would be my win selection.
So what's he just clarify for as your winner?
Yeah, I'd give the benefit of the doubt to Clandes Obo over the track and Bells Hill each way.
Thanks, Watsy, that's brilliant. And after this quick break, we'll get into the champion hurdle.
Success ain't earned, it's bought. That's why at Paddy Power, we paid the big bucks for the best tech nerds in the world to develop our new fastest ever app. Download the new app from the App Store or Play Store now. 18+, begambleaware.org.
Welcome back to this anti-postcast. The champion hurdle is our talking point now. We've got to start with Bouvardaire Watsy. Can he make it three champion hurdles? A remarkable feat.
He can do. He was obviously very impressive in the fighting fifth. It's funny what happened at Kempton at Christmas. At the last hurdle, at Newcastle, he made a bad blunder and got away with it. He just kind of bulldozed his way through the hurdle. And we're used to saying about him that his hurdling is one of his great strengths. But I kind of got the feeling going into Kempton, he was getting lower and lower over them and giving them so little margin for error that it wasn't going to be long before he kind of made the kind of blunder that he did, either two out or three out at Kempton, and that, you know, obviously compromised his chances in against Verdana Blue, and probably came, you know, probably slightly too quickly for him as well after the Newcastle effort. Of course, he can make it three out of three. But again, it's all about price. It's not going to change that much between now and the day. So would I be lumping on him at this stage? No, I wouldn't.
Tom, how disappointed were you with Bouvardaire at Kempton? It was still a good run, wasn't it? But you wouldn't have been expecting it beforehand.
Well, of course, you wouldn't expect him to get beat, but she's very good, Verdana Blue. She's very, very good. I think she's massively improved this year. She sort of comes back to the Clandes Obo thing, that she's never been at her best at Cheltenham. But if it was good ground around there, I wouldn't rule her out at all. Bouvardaire, he's one of those, isn't he? He's a horse that is going to probably win three champion hurdles, and I'm going to be sitting here next year saying exactly the same things. Oh, we can get him beat. You know, he's not that brilliant. You know, compared to Istabrak and all the greats, he's nothing like that, and he's found a weak era, and there's no really good horses he's up against. But he does nothing but win, does he, apart from the last day. Do I want to take him on? Of course I do. I think Darren will tell you he's 6-5 now. But, you know, don't want to take him on at that price. Yeah, he's just lost his trial. He made some mistakes. There's some new horses around to take him on with. Of course I want to take him on at 6-5. Does that mean he's not going to win? Probably not. He's the best around. And he's got a very, very, very good chance of winning three on the trot.
Yeah, he proved last year, of course, he can do it the hard way as well. Soft ground, you know, from the pace on the outset. Darren, just take us through them all.
Yeah, sure. So we're also non-runner no bet on the champion hurdle here, Maddie. Prices are as follows. So yeah, Bouvardaire's are 11-8 fav. Lorena is 7-2. Apple's Jade is 5s. Melon and Sharjah are 7s. Verdana Blue is 8-1. Super Sunday is 10s. Brain Power and Samcor are 12s. Espro Delen and Getterbird are 16s. And we are 20s bar.
Okay, brilliant. We'll move swiftly on to Lorena's chances then. Watsy, we learnt pretty much nothing at Sandown last time, but she has got a really big engine.
She's got a big engine. I just think she's an abominable price for what she's done. I think it's absolutely terrible value. If she was 10, 12 to 1, I'd be vaguely interested in her. But she seems to be ground dependent. She's been pulled out of so many races this season because they said it's not soft enough for her. Mm. They found a very, very weak race at Sandown for her to come back. You know, the champion hurdle is going to be a different, absolutely different kettle of fish. She's going to have to jump much quicker. It's a shorter trip for her than she's maybe used to. She's going to need good ground, soft ground. If it's good, she's not going to be running at all, probably. Mm. So I think, all things considered, I think she's a dreadful price. You know, Verdana Blue's achieved more than she has. You know, she just won a Grade One, and you know, she's a bigger price. I just think. You know, the price is all wrong, and I just can't have her at any price at all.
Darren, what do you make of Lorena? There's a lot of hype surrounding her.
Won't run. That's my opinion. I said it on Friday when I was on with the guys. I think Willie Mullins is going to bottle it and send her to the mares, where she reckons she'll end up taking on Apple's Jade. So for me, I wouldn't like to be laying Boover Dare at odds against, to be honest. I wouldn't like to back him either. But I think his two main competitors, or his two main threats, aren't going to run.
Okay, well, let's say if she does run, do you think she can win?
She can. Would I like to back her at 7-2 to do it? Absolutely not.
Okay, and Tom?
Yeah, boys are right. Aren't they? Boys summed it up perfectly. I personally think there's something special about her. I think every time she runs, she's sort of a little bit transfixed by her. I'm a bit weird like that, but I think she's got incredibly, incredibly powerful stride and a way of going about things that marks her out as being totally different to most horses. So I wouldn't at all rule her out winning. But, you know, we're dealing in form and prices. On form, she's a 12-1 shot, and she should be 12-1. That's as simple as that. Mm. Can you back her now at 4-1? I don't. Yeah, as Darren says, she might not even run.
Yeah.
So, you know, we don't know what the ground is. We don't know. You know, she's just a bad price. Mm. Do I think she can win? I most definitely do. I think she's something special, but I wouldn't back her at 4-1. No.
Okay. One of the stars of the season has been Apple's Jade, in absence of some of the other, as we'll get on to, Sam Crow and the likes, fluffing their lines. Another who's unlikely to run and go to the mares. But what's I think that's a crying shame, because I think she, you know, at her best would have a chance in any of the, you know, the champion hurdle, the mares hurdle, the stayers hurdle. I think she could do brilliant things, but connections don't want to go that way, it seems.
No, they seem fairly fixed on the mares route, don't they? And I kind of got two minds about it. Yeah, it'd be great to see her in the champion hurdle or, you know, the stayers hurdle, something like that. But, you know, if these mares races are ever going to take off, then they're going to need the best mares to take part in them. And
exactly.
She ran a good, you know, obviously Benny de Dieu, she ran against last season, is obviously a very good mare as well, who we haven't seen yet this season. But so I can see the clamour for her to run in one of the championship events. But I can also see that we need these kind of mares running in the mares divisions to boost that and to give us a race worthy of the Cheltenham Festival. So, again, it's the same dilemma with Lorena. I've got a feeling that Darren's right. I don't think Lorena's going to run, and I think they'll stick to their guns with Apple's Jade. If she ran in this, of course she could win. She's very good, and she's shown herself to be better than ever this season.
Yeah.
But chances are she probably won't.
Yeah, we'll save Tom and Darren repeating exactly what you've just said and move straight on to Sharjah then, who is likely to run and who has won two Grade Ones on his last two starts. Are we underestimating him, Darren?
Yeah, I put him up for the Galway Hurdle in June, but I didn't think he's going to turn into a dual Grade One winner. I think he's been a massive beneficiary of the ground. I really think that's fair to say. But I also think he's probably improved a good bit. Like, I think Patrick Mullins said last year, if I can remember the quote, that when he faced up against Sam Crow, he said there shouldn't be any horse that should be odds on against Sharjah, when referring to Sam Crow. So they've always really regarded him highly. I think the fall at Leopardstown last year just knocked him for six, and he's taken his time to recover from that. He's a definite contender. He's a definite contender on good ground.
Okay, and Tom, doesn't he interest you? He sort of seems like the sort of horse you would like, slightly gone under the radar a bit, but he's done nothing wrong lately.
Not so much, really. I'm just going back to Apple's Jade. I think she'd win if she ran. I cannot believe they're not going to run. That's the problem. But we talk about these races being the issue with the mares and whatever. The real reason the problem is that we've got so many good horses in too few yards, and they can choose and pick where they go. I mean, Apple's Jade should be running in this race. I think she's been the star of the season by miles, and I think she'd win if she ran. I really do. I think she's that good. I think she's totally different horse this year, mare this year, to where she was last year. And I don't think relevance to how she's been performing this year. So that's my take on her. I think she'd run if she wins. Sharjah, I think he just needs a bit of finessing. I think Patrick rides him really well. I think on good ground, yes, he travels well, jumps well. I'd be surprised, given their campaigning of him, You know, it's not a Willie Mullins like campaigning to run him on the flat and round the.
They're not expecting him to be this good,
and I wonder whether he is as good as they think as he looks because of the way they're campaigning him. It's definitely surprised them, haven't they? Chargers definitely surprised them. Look, he's going well. If the ground's good, he'll have the race run to suit. But I don't know. I'd be slightly surprised if he could win a champion hurdle myself.
Okay, what about Mellon? Would you be surprised if he could go one better than last year?
I don't think Bouvardet was at his best last year, but I do think Mellon is a player. Yeah, I mean, he's only won, I think, 3 of his 15 starts or something. He's not a prolific winner, but the twice he's run at Cheltenham at the festival, he's run blinders, and he wasn't beaten far last year.
Well, I think, back last year, wasn't
yeah,
he? Really
he was,
well
he was
back.
A big, he was a big mover late on, wasn't he? And I think, when I did this thing, he was definitely very much to the forefront of my thinking, but I just wondered whether he could win the race because he just doesn't win races, does he, Mellon? He's a very, very high class horse, but twice he's come to the festival and twice he's just come up short. Now, he ran an absolute blinder last year, but I thought around, I think at this stage you've got to take the non-runner no bets if you can, because there's plenty that can happen in 9 weeks or whatever till the festival. But I just wondered whether I was wasting the win part a bit on him because he just doesn't win enough races. But I do think on good ground he is a player, yes.
And what do you make of Mellon's reappearance and his chances this time around?
Well, I can put it, only better than Tom, really. He just doesn't win often enough for me to want to get involved in.
He travels so well. He has got that class, hasn't he? He's got a bit of spark about him.
You can travel well, but you still got to put the race to bed. That's where it matters at the end, isn't it? Charger, it does interest me more. I think he was on the back foot last season after that fall at Christmas, and I think that's why we didn't see the best of him. And the soft ground as well wouldn't have suited. So, again, it's a tricky one because he's ground dependent. So, you've got to look at the forecast leading up to Cheltenham and see what the ground is going to be like. If it's traditional, good to soft ground, I'd give him a big chance. If it was like it was last year, then, less so.
We've given Verdana Blue a pretty good mention already. She's perhaps unlikely to go. I know they were plotting a flat campaign for her. So we'll move on to Super Sunday, then another that falls in the bracket of Champion Hurdle and Stayers Hurdle, second in the Stayers last year. A very fast horse on his day, but I don't know, has he perhaps had his day, what's he in this sort of race?
I just think he's a bit betwixt and between, really, which is a shame for the horse, but I think he just doesn't quite stay well enough to land the Stayers, which is what happened last year. Penhill just got the better of him on the run-in.
He had the perfect setup there, didn't he, considering he's a very fast horse?
Didn't go a strong gallop in that race. There was about 10 in with a chance coming to the last, so I don't think they went very quickly, but he still couldn't quite get it done. He's obviously a good 2-miler, as we saw at the Dublin Racing Festival last season. He can do it over 2 miles. I could see him running a place. I can't quite see him winning.
Okay, Sam Crowe, obvious question marks about him. Keen to get Darren's thoughts on him. He's got that lung infection now they've discovered, so maybe he's not sort of fallen back as some people thought, Darren.
Yeah, absolutely. I am going to stick up for the horse here because I think he's got an awful amount of undeserved stick.
That's why I went over to you.
Yeah, no, I think Kevin Blake summed it up really well on Twitter. When you saw how Sam Crowe travelled into the race over Christmas, you cannot say he's slow. You cannot say he's no good. Bad horses do not travel into grade ones like he travelled into that race. Obviously, there's something affecting him. The lung infection is what they've come up with, that he's not seeing out his races, and I'm willing to go along with that and give him another chance next year. Way too early to write this off. No, I don't think so, and if I owned him, I wouldn't want him to run. I'd do something similar to what they did with Faheen a couple of years ago. I'd leave him off for the summer and then keep him busy over the summer months, without necessarily running him, but just to keep him fit and let him come back fighting next autumn.
Okay, Tom, any strong thoughts on Sam Crowe? Very much a talking horse of this season.
No, I just don't think he's right, Maddie. It's simple as that. I think people are very quick to write off horses. Clearly there's something up. He's got a lung infection, but they know damn well that he's miles better than Tombstone, and he couldn't even get past Tombstone the other day. So it's just not his form. I think we should go back to Verdana Blue a bit, because I think she is going to run. I think they've changed. Okay. I think they've changed their plans. When I did this anti-post feature the other day, I got someone to have a chat with them about Verdana Blue, and they said they are targeting the champion hurdle. Mm. They've given up on that flat cat flat thing. That is a fallback for her in case she doesn't make, in case the ground's soft. But she does need good ground. The issue I have is that the very first day of the festival, I don't think we'll ever get good ground anymore because of the safety factors and everything. I think it's always going to be very well watered. I think it's going to be nearer soft than good every single time we run at the start of the Cheltenham Festival these days. So I'd be slightly worried about the ground. But I think she has a good each way chance if the ground was in her favour and she turned up on the day, because I think if you watch that Kempton race again, I don't think Nico de Boinville hit her. I think he was embarrassed to win. I think if you watch the replay afterwards, he says sorry to Nicky Henderson for winning. I don't think that was the plan. I think the plan was for her to finish second and pick up some money. And she's just a very good fast mare that's getting better. I think she can run a big race getting £7. I think she's got better form than the Arena, that's for sure. Mm. And if she was to turn up, I think Darren's 8-1 with non-runner no bet. I think you might be able to get a little bit bigger elsewhere maybe for non-runner no bet. But for me, she could go well. Yeah. At Super Sunday, I just don't, as Nick says, I think he falls twixt and between. I think 2.5 miles is his best trip. I'd be surprised if he was quick enough, we could easily hit the frame. Sam Crowe just won't run, will he?
Mm. Okay. So the only one that we're left with on this little sort of short list then is Brain Power, who won the international last time. What's he? Do you give him an each way squeak?
No, absolutely not. No, I don't think he's got any chance at all. I did quite fancy him for the champion hurdle a couple of seasons ago and he ran abominably. Fair play to him. He won. I didn't think going left-handed suited him actually, because he, you know, run well and won round Ascot before, and he disappointed a few times around Cheltenham. But he got the job done in the international. He beat Silver Streak. It's not champion hurdle winning form.
Okay, either Tom or Darren, have you got any sort of thoughts on Brain Power for the champion hurdle? He has got that class, but whether he can put it all together in a race of this magnitude, I'm not sure. Tom.
Look, he's a good horse, isn't he? Nicky Henderson's always said there's only one horse that can work with Altior, and it's not Bouverdaire, it's Brain Power. He can run fast. Will he put it all together? I doubt it. I think he's had enough chances now, haven't we?
Okay, and Darren, quickly.
Same as that, yeah. I don't think he has a chance, to be fully honest with you. There's another one that I'm really interested in at a massive price that only three firms have priced up, and it's not Brain Power.
Oh, go on, tell us more then. We'll go on to the sort of the rest of now.
I'd be laughed at for this. I'm actually waiting for the abuse I'm going to get, but Wonderlish for Charles Burns.
No, I think you're not at all. He's my horse. That's my horse, Darren.
Stop. Given his connections, I think he would probably end up running in a handicap. No, I think that there's 66-1 out there. I just think in a fast run champion hurdle on good ground, I think he's a sneaky one.
Tell us about
him, because
a lot of the listeners here won't probably.
Maddie, I've got the inside. I've got the inside scoop on this one, so I'll let Darren get it wrong, and then I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay, right. Well, look, he won a handicap the last day in Fairy House, and just the way he travelled through that race with Davy Russell on him, like, he only ended up winning by a half a length, but he was way better than that. Way better than that. He's only up to 1.44 for that. He's rated 95 on the flat. I think that, I don't know, there's just something about that run the last day in Fairy House that he looked to me like a top class horse. Any grade one horse would have travelled through the race the same as he did. I don't know, I could be mad with this one, but I'm glad to see Tom agreeing with me. I just think he has a sneaky each way chance at a massive, massive price.
Okay, Tom, go on then, give us the scoop.
Well, he's my horse all season, Maddie. I don't know many Weekender readers out there, but I must have written 14 columns about Wonderlish and what a classy horse he is. He was 100 rated on the flat, and he could have been better than that for Willie Haggis. He was a really, really good horse, and the twice he's won this season, he has gone through the race, and he jumps better than any hurdler I've seen since Istabrak. I think he's been absolutely lightning, mustered over his hurdles. My issue with him is that I think they're planning on running him in the handicap coming up, Darren, at Leopardstown.
Don't ask me for the name, but now when I know what
you know the one I mean.
The Dublin Racing Festival, yeah.
If he wins that, then I think they'll be forced to go for the champion hurdle, but I do know they harbour hopes of him being a group horse on the flat. I think Chester Cups, races like that are in his plans, and whether they will go to Cheltenham is still being discussed. So that is why I think not many firms are pricing him up. If we'd had the entries and he was in there when I did my piece, he would have definitely been my selection. I couldn't agree with Darren more, but I do have slight doubts about whether he might be too quick for the champion hurdle, believe it or not. I wonder whether the stamina at the end will be ebbing away up the hill, but I do completely agree that this is a top class hurdler in the making.
Okay, so there's your two each-way selections sorted out.
Each-way selections, I don't think he's going
to
run.
Okay, well, anyway, we'll go to Watsy quickly for the best of the rest, and we'll go around and clarify everyone's bets after this. Watsy, any thoughts on those? I mean, Esbjørn Dalen, he's done well this season. We've got, you know, Getterbird, Saldier, if the cap fits, Menglikan, Kalashnikov's in there, and loads of others. Any thoughts?
No, not just that I don't really fancy any of those names, really. So, yeah, those would be my thoughts.
Waste of time me asking you that, wasn't it? Right, so a winner and your each-way selection.
Oh, I'd go with Sharjah, and I think the best each-way selection is Vedana Blue, who should be... Vedana Blue and Lorena should be swapped over in the market.
OK, fantastic. Tom?
You haven't mentioned my one, Espoir d'Alen.
I just did.
Oh, did you? Oh, yeah, you just did. Oh, I'm just falling asleep there, Maddie. No, I really think he's a good horse, this. He's had one bad run at Leopardstown last year when he blew out, really. Everything that went wrong. But apart from that, he's won all his races. And he was really impressive last time. I think Stormy Island is a very, very highly regarded filly of Willie Mullins. He gave her a lot of weight and thrashed her. There was a horse back in third that had run third to Wonderlace, the horse we were talking about in a handicap at the time before. He's got to be very good. Now, I don't know if he's going to run. I really don't, because he's a five-year-old. People will always tell you five-year-olds have terrible records. And the question is he good enough? He's going to run in the Limestone Lad, I think, at the end of this month. If he wins that, then he's got, you know, Gavin Cromwell and JP have got a decision to make. He might not run, but I do think in terms of raw talent, he's a champion hurdle class horse.
So would he be your winner or your each way?
No, he'd be my each way selection, because you've got to back him non-runner, no bet, Maddie. It's the key to all these things. You know, when you're taking a chance in these anti-post races, there's no point taking a chance on horses that aren't, you have no idea whether they're going to run or not. If he runs, I think him and Saldier are good enough five-year-olds to play a part in the race. I'd throw in Saldier as well. They were upsides when Saldier came down at Leopardstown, I think it was at the start of the season. I do think they're two very good horses in an era where there aren't that many good ones. You know, we're talking about old, you know, Mellon has won two races, Sharjah that's lost more races, you know, than he's won over hurdles, and, you know, Lorena that, you know, never run in this. So we're in a weak year, and I think a five-year-old's have a chance of being competitive. So for me, Espoir d'Alen and Saldier would be each way claims. At the moment, the one I've backed is Vedana Blue in the hope that the ground is good.
Okay. And Darren?
A bit of good news. Word on the street here is Espoir d'Alen, provided he wins at Naas, is the champion hurdle is where he's going. They're not going to go anywhere else with him. So you could definitely get a run for your money. I'm just going to stick up two each way ones here, because...
Who's your winner first off?
It's boring. Bouverdaire, I just think he wins. I'm not going to put up something else to win for the sake of it. I'd sooner have two each way bets at big enough prices as opposed to sticking up, you know, a real shorty or something that I don't think can beat him. So my two are, if the cap fits, who I don't think we've seen to best effect this year. I think he's a really, really good horse when he gets his conditions, and a fast run 2 mile on good ground around Cheltenham, I think, is his premium conditions. And I'm going to have to put up Wonderlish as well, because he is such a massive price. They'd be my two at for an each-way angle into the race.
Thanks for your selections, Darren. I think that's all we've got time for today. We could talk about this forever. Make sure to join us next week when we'll be covering some of the other Cheltenham Festival races. We'll see you then.
Check out Paddy's Rewards Club. Simply place 5 bets of £10 or more across any sport in a week, and you'll get a free £10 bet then next week. TNCs apply. 18+. BGambleAware.org.